Hallelujah. We are so happy to be together. It's so good to hear all of your voices. I wanted to make sure that we had opportunity this go-round to hear all your voices. We want to hear our brothers and sisters and know that they are out there rejoicing, know that they are out there holding on, trusting God, and giving God the praise, even though we are in this unprecedented set of circumstances. We're so grateful this morning that all of you have persevered in getting on to the line. We know that it is a tedious thing sometimes, calling multiple times before you get through, but we appreciate your persistence, and I know God appreciates your persistence as well. There are all kinds of lessons for us in this time of pandemic, and one of those lessons, obviously, is persistence. We know that if we just keep on trusting God, he is going to work things out for us. And so we're grateful this morning for all of you who are on the line, grateful for those who are yet trying to get in, hope that they get in at some point here. And we're going to get going with this Palm Sunday service. Hosanna and Maranatha to you all. We're so glad this morning to have you with us. And I'm glad to have Minister Cynthia Collins with us this morning. Minister, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hosanna, Hosanna on the Most High. Hallelujah. I am doing well.
I'm going to turn it into your hands to go ahead and open up the service. Have your way in the Lord. Amen.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day. We thank you for everything and all things, for your wonderful mercy. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your protection, dear Lord, that you have given us, for your word. Dear Heavenly Father, for your word of God is true. It is true, dear Lord, and we thank you for this, Lord. As we gather together, dear Heavenly Father, hiding your word in our hearts, that we do not sin against you, dear Lord. We thank you for it, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, we thank you for each and every member of Deliverance Temple. We thank you for their families, dear Lord. Continue to cover us, dear Lord. Cover us, hide us, dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalms 91 says, they who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Dear Lord, and we thank you for your protection. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the people that are on the front line, dear Lord, taking care of those that are ill, dear Lord. We ask that you give them strength, dear Lord. Give them strength beyond their understanding. Standing, dear Lord, because you, dear Lord, are the maker and the creator of heaven and earth. And in the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Dear Lord, we thank you. On this Palm Sunday, we thank you, and Hosanna, Hosanna on high. Minister Marshall, I thank you for those palms because I know you would be bringing them in. You would be bringing them in on today. And just because we're not together, we are still going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate what God Almighty is doing in our lives every day. Every day. This is Holy Week. This is a holy time. This month is going to be very holy. So please, in your hearts and minds, set it aside to God. On this Palm Sunday, Palm Sunday is a very special Sunday as the Lord God Almighty on a donkey humbly rolls into town. And they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And Hosanna is a Hebrew word for save. Save us, Lord. Save now, dear Lord. And that's what we are asking. That is what we're praying. That is what we're looking for, that people are saved, that we are saved, that we are coming to know what is going on at this appointed time. This is not just something that's happening. Deliverance Temple has been praying. And I tell you what, when time meets time, when we come to the realization of what that really means, we see things are speeded up fast. And we've been praying about time meeting time, and it has coming to fruition. We're praying for families to come together, and this is no better way than to bring a family together. This is the time when everyone starts thinking about each other. Are you safe? What we can do? This is a time for people to look to their families and look to each other. And we've been praying for that, and this is exactly what is happening. Also, in the hard spots, this is also a time of dealing with hard things, hard situations. These are our prayers. This is what we've been praying for, Deliverance Temple. And this is time, meeting time. We didn't ask how it was going to happen. We didn't give instructions or what we should do. We just said, Lord, we pray for our families to come together. We pray for saving lives. And this is what we prayed for, and this is what's going on. And Palm Sunday is a very special Sunday. Palms themselves is a symbol of victory, a symbol of triumph, a symbol of when back in the day in Roman Greeks, when the athletes won, they gave them palms. This is a strength. This is a time of strength. So on this Sunday, being Palm Sunday, please let us look to the time of the year it is, what's going on, and where we are and what we can do for each other. I also want to bring out that we need to start checking on each other. If we don't have phone numbers, Brother Mark or someone, Sister Tyra, they have a bank of numbers where we can reach out and get little groups and start checking on each other. It's nothing like hearing somebody's voice at a time like this. Amen, amen, and amen. And today we declare that we believe that through the word of God, we can have what it says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. We believe that our faith in God and service to him, that we are becoming empowered individuals and families that believe doors are being opening for us. Barriers are being broken and increase is coming to us greater before in Jesus' name, amen. There's nothing like remembering, I can hear Sister Linda's voice as I just said that. But this is the thing, the word of God said, hide my word in your heart that you don't sin against me. And that's what we need to make sure that we are doing. This is the word of God live and in color, live and in color. We are living it out daily. And so I beseech you, my brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, that we present, we show up, that we present ourselves a living sacrifice, acceptable and holy unto God Almighty. And I thank you. I thank each and every one of you. We will continue to pray one for another. Please increase your technology, and I'm speaking for myself, so that when times come that we're ready. We're ready to be able to reach out to each other. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Brother Mark.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister. We appreciate that powerful encouragement, that powerful word of exhortation, and that practical insight as well, that we need to be helpers one of another. The Bible tells us to be helpers one of another. We are our brother and sister's keeper. And so we thank God for the opportunity. Yeah, we're all a little unprepared. I think the whole world was a little unprepared for this. But we are learning some things, and God is preparing us in the preparation time here, in the midst of the pandemic. God is continuing to prepare us for what's coming after. And that has been something that has just been powerfully on my mind the last several weeks, is that we will get through this. This community, our community, I'm speaking about Deliverance Temple right now, our community is strong, and we will be stronger, I believe, because of this. Yeah, we're going to have some technology challenges. We're going to have some other challenges, but we will overcome together, and we will be stronger together for this situation, because God's not done with us by a long shot. He's got things for us to do and things for us to see and people for us to bless and minister to. So I want to bring out, we are speaking of being blessed. We are so blessed at Deliverance Temple with those who can minister in song, who can minister in word, who can minister in deed. And so I want to bring to the mic, as it were, our own songbird, our house psalmist, if you will, Sister Brecca Henderson, and so glad for her. She's going to come this morning, I'm going to say in the old Baptist kind of tradition or old Church of God of Christ tradition, whichever you may be from, with an A and a B selection. Praise God. Sister Brecca, we're going to turn it over into your hands.
Woo! I will bless thee, O Lord.
Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord, as I am leaning on the everlasting arms. We are trusting in God today. Thank you so much, Sister Brecca. Thank you for that wonderful reminder that we are leaning on the everlasting arms of God. We are trusting in Him. We are depending on Him every step of the way. And it's not a time to give up or back down, but it's time to bless the Lord, to give Him all the glory, all the praise, for He is worthy every day. As Bishop tells us, He's good on a bad day, so we can give Him praise no matter what time it is. Thank you so much, so much, so much for that rendition, that A and B selection. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I want to bring just a few announcements to you this morning. Once again, I'm so happy for all of you who have joined on the call. I know that it has been not the ideal situation for any of us, and some of you have dialed in many, many times to get on, and we thank you for your persistence. Glad that you are on with us today. It's going to be worth your time for sure, if it hadn't been already. I've been rejoicing already here so far. But I want to remind you, of course, that we are meeting online these days as we are obeying and complying with the rules of now not only the city and the county, but also now the state, as the governor has made his proclamation as well here this week. So we're doing the very best we can under those circumstances, and it's kind of forced us to do some things a little differently. So I'm grateful for the opportunity that we still do have to meet. So I want to remind you that we start out on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on Facebook, on the DT Live Facebook page there with Transformation Hour. And then here, of course, at 11 o'clock a.m., the morning worship conference call by telephone. And then on Wednesday evenings, join Minister Regina Rogers at 6 o'clock p.m. for midweek service, again on Facebook Live. Now, for those of you who do not have Facebook but are on the Internet, you can still hear all of the services on our Deliverance Temple website. That's deliverancetemple.org. All of the services are being made available there in audio for you to hear and to rehear and to replay there. For those of you who are not on Internet at all, we are making those audios available by phone. And feel free to contact me for that information. My number, I'll throw it out here, but you can get it from most any of the leadership. For sure, it's 987-9939, 987-9939, and I'm happy to give you information as to how you can dial in and get those replays on your phone. I want to remind you also that there are 5 different ways of giving. Yes, we still do need to support the work of the Lord. We still do make opportunity available for you to sow seeds and to give your tithes and offerings. We make those available. First of all, let me start with the old school way, which is good old snail mail. You can mail your check or money order contribution to Deliverance Temple at P.O. Box 7, Springfield, Missouri. That's Deliverance Temple Ministries, P.O. Box 7, and the zip code is 65801. 65801. You can also call our chief financial officer, Sister Tyra Knox. She's made her telephone number available. That is area code 417-827-7721. Again, that's area code 417. Her number is 827-7721. She's happy to take your receive your offering or tithe by phone. if you'd like to do it that way. And then, of course, if you are online, just drop by our website at deliverancetemple.org and go to the giving page. Just tap the giving tab there at the top of the page. It will take you to the giving page, and there you will find three different ways to give, by Square, by PayPal, and by Cash App. And so any of those ways that's convenient for you, you can certainly do. So we thank you for what you have been doing and what you will be doing. And thank God when those stimulus checks come, I'm sure that y'all will remember Deliverance Temple Ministries and what God has done for you. So we're looking very much forward to a time, of course, when we can meet back again. And we want the lights to be on when we get there. So praise God for your continued giving. Now, before we bring the speaker for the hour, I do want to take a moment to acknowledge the fact that there are many of us going through personal issues as well. And so I want to take just a brief moment for you to get those things in mind. Whatever is troubling you, whether it is a sickness, an ailment, whether you have a loved one who is ill, whether you are suffering financial instability, whatever that situation is, God is able. He's not only able, but he's willing. He's not only willing, but he's ready. And so we want to bring those concerns to the throne of God this morning. I want to give you an opportunity to receive from God that which he has for you, because the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, we're to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. So whatever that thing is right now, get it in mind. Bring it to the throne of God as we go to him together in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. On this Palm Sunday, God, on this remembrance of a week that for you, Lord, was a week of torture, a week of pain, a week of agony. But you did it for us. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we were healed. By your stripes, Lord, we're healed. Every drop of blood you shed for us. So, God, you didn't leave anything out. You didn't overlook anything. You didn't forget anything, God. Oh, Lord, touch these, I pray, God, who are on this line right now, and those about whom they're concerned as well. We pray, God, against diabetes, against cancer, in the name of Jesus, against sickle cell anemia, in the name of Jesus. We come against lupus, in the name of Jesus, right now, God. Right now, God. Right now, we come against kidney disease in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, you are the healer. Stretch forth your hand, God. We come against multiple sclerosis in Jesus' name. God, minister to these, your people. I pray right now, Father, heal everyone. Lord, in the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way where there is financial instability. Firm us up. Send the help, God, we need. Lord, I pray that we would, in this time, remember each other and be helpers one of another. Be sensitive to your Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us. Oh, Lord, we will give you the praise for this. We are claiming victory now in the mighty name of Jesus. We are claiming victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning we have a treat for you on this Palm Sunday. I am eager, I know you are as well, to hear the word of God. And that is being brought this morning by none other than our own founder and senior pastor, Bishop David Knox. Bishop, good morning to you,
sir. Good morning.
We are turning it into your hands. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back with you again. I tell you what, I am delighted to be with you. But I tell you what, I'm sick of this virus thing that's going around, hindering people, closing churches and whatever. And I'm ready to fight. I don't know about you. I think I've taken it long enough. The Lord said in the book of 2 Chronicles, let me read it to you because this is just the way I feel. I know this is Passover season and all that, but Jesus is the reason for the season. So 2 Chronicles 7:13, God was talking to Solomon, and Solomon had made a temple to God, and he said, well, now I want God to bless it. And God said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. I want you to know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not the building that we're in, it's your body. And God said, hey, I accept the fact. See, we are made in Christ Jesus. Our bodies are his temples. God dwells in us. And I want to make you aware this morning that God said, when I shut up the heavens and there is no rain, or commit locusts to devour the land, if I send a plague among my people, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I'll hear from heaven. I'm ready. I am ready. I don't know about you. I am ready to give special attention to what God said. God's not a person. He's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, won't he do it? I believe God will do what we ask him to do. I know the president and his group, they're doing all they can. But, you know, some things, God waits on us. He said, if my people that are called by my name. And I think, you know, praise God. God wants to hear from us. Hollywood's going to do what Hollywood does. And let's have a good time. We are called of God to be here, to be ready. I want to see the church warm up. See, right now we're just kind of lukewarm, whatever, praise God. I want to see the church catch on fire. I want us to see us to declare the gospel, the word of God, and stand behind it. I don't believe God wants us to be shut up in our house and be a prisoner in our own home a long time. It's all right. I've been praying for time to get away and just be alone with the Lord. But, you know, and it's here, okay? So I'm going to take good advantage of this time. And I'm going to lay before the Lord day and night. And I'm going to see if God will do what he promised to do. In fact, I have faith in God. Whatever we ask him in his name, he will do it. I'm tired of complaining. I'm tired of being restless. Hallelujah. I want God to change things. I know man, president and his group, they're doing all they can. But listen, God is waiting to hear from us. God said, if you'll do it, if you'll pray, if you'll sacrifice in your temple, God said, I will incline my ears to hear you, and I'll watch over you. I believe that with all my heart. You know, I've been singing for a long time, been preaching for over 50 years, and I haven't changed my tune yet. God is going to do what we ask him to do. All right? If you believe God, I'm going to ask you to do something with me. I want to take from the hours of the day, 12 o'clock noon to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If we'll just kind of come together and pray, I don't mean move out of your house or whatever you are. If you'll just consecrate that time to seek the Lord and seek his face. You know, most of the time the Lord says, if my people that call on my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, most of the time we're seeking his hand. We want something from God. We're trying to get, God, I need this, I need the other, whatever it is. Right now, we just need to get in touch with God and let him know what's going on, and we are trusting him in spite of what it looks like. Well, that was kind of on the top, you know. I'm just that's bleeding over on me. Praise God! I want you to know that God can and will, if we will trust him, if we will call upon the name of the Lord. They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I heard a testimony. A woman that was 90 years old, she was attacked by the virus, and this woman went to the hospital, and she said, in the hospital, Jesus is going to heal me. And guess what? This 90-year-old woman did not die. She came home from the hospital healed of this carnivorous disease. I want you to know that God is able, whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter. If we trust God with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways, if we'll acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So that was on top. You got that for free. Praise God. Now I want to go to the scripture that I want to talk about, and that is from Mark, the 14th chapter. And as I said before, we're celebrating the time of our Lord, the all the good things that happened. The Lord had his last supper with his disciples, and they were seated around him, and they were talking about, Jesus was trying to tell them the fact that I'm getting ready to go away. My time on earth is just about over. And they, you know, we have selective hearing. We don't always hear what God is saying. We only hear what we want him to say. Anyway, they were there, they ate, Jesus, and they, all the guys were talking. Jesus said, he's going to be, you're going to leave me. And Peter said, no, not me. I'll stay with you, God. I promise you, I'll die with you, Lord. The Lord said, shut up, Peter. You don't know what you're talking about. Because tonight, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times. I know that was a slap in the face to Peter, but you know, sometimes we talk too much. We say what we don't, you know, just how we're feeling, praise God. And so they all agreed that we're going to stick with you, Lord. We're not going to let you down. We know you depend on us. So you can count on us, God. All right. They all said amen when Peter made his statement. But you know what? After the Seder dinner, they came out, they went, the Lord said, we're going to the garden to pray. We're going to Gethsemane to pray. This is the Lord's favorite place. He came to pray and to worship God. You know, sometimes it's good to have a place that you know, this is where I pray. This is my altar. I have one here in my 2 o'clock a.m. prayer. I come in, I get out of the bed. You know, I used to think, well, I can pray just as well in the bed as I can from somewhere else. But I made a place for the Lord, and I meet him there. And it's good to have a place. that you're familiar with. And when you pray, you know your prayers are going through. And so they left the dinner room. They came down to Gethsemane. And I remember when I was in Kansas City, I was a young man, young preacher, and I was directing the choir. And it was a song that really caught my heart, and that was "The Beautiful Garden of Prayer." And this was it. When the Lord came down to pray, took all the disciples with him, and he stopped at the gate and told some of them, "Say, y'all stay here. I'm going in to pray. All I want you to do is watch. I don't want you to, you don't have to pray with me. Just watch. Stay here." Then he took Peter, James, and John. This was the inner core of his circle here. And they went a little farther. Praise God. And as they went farther, he said to Peter and James and John, "Now, stay here. You just watch. I know the crowd is coming. I've already foreseen it. I know that things are going to happen. They're going to get kind of loud. They're going to get kind of rough. But I just want you to just stay and watch. And so I won't be disturbed in my prayer." Jesus said, "I got a lot on my mind. I got a lot to talk about. I need to get to the Father." There comes a time in our lives that we need to get everything aside, lay stuff where it ought to be, and get away and get in touch with the Father. Jesus, I need to hear from him. I feel bad physically, mentally, because I know what's ahead. And the scripture said he even went deeper into the garden. Sometimes you have to get alone, just you and him, and you pour your heart out to God. Jesus said to the Father, "Father, if it's your will, would you please take this cup from me? Would you move this hour from me? It's going to get rough." But he said, "Nevertheless, not what I will, but thine be done." I like that because, you know, many times we want God to do it our way, and then we'll do everything we can to make it happen. But God isn't interested in doing it your way. He wants to have you do it his way. Let me direct you. The Holy Spirit that he put in us, he is to lead us. You're not to lead him. Of course, he'd go wherever you go, but he wants to lead you. Jesus fell on his face. He was depressed. He was in trouble, thinking about the things that were going to come upon him very shortly. And it was real to him because he already knew it. Wasn't like it was going to be a surprise. Hallelujah. So he went, he fell on his face, began to pray again. "Father, you can do anything. You can do the impossible. But if it's your will, God, would you let this cup pass?" Hallelujah. He says, "I want to be in the Father's will." Many times this is our big mistake. We try to have our own way. And God said, "No, can't do it that way." You remember, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And this was a place where they pressed olives. They had olive presses in this garden. And they would put the olive plants in a vat, and they would press them. He was in a garden that was named Gethsemane, and it was a garden where olives were pressed. They pressed all the oil out of the olives. Sometimes God wants to get you in a place that he wants to press all the stuff out of you that ought not to be there. See, you're not useful to God unless he presses this out of you and your will become his will And what he wants swallows up what you want. And listen, this is not easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus, and it won't be easy for you. It's okay. Let him be God. Don't try to tell him how to do it. Many times we got things in our mind we want to do, and we want to have a certain time that we want to get it done. But, you know, seek God first before you make your decisions, because you don't know what God has for you. My life is a good example of that. When I left Springfield, 53, praise God, went to Kansas City, I had no intentions whatsoever, not on a dark day, to come back to Springfield. I got where I was going. The Lord spoke to me 20 years later and said, I want you back in Springfield. I thought, oh, my God, that's not what I have. I don't see that in my future. But you know what? By that time, I understood that God knows what's best, and the best way for me to get where I think I want to go is to trust him, not me. It's not about me. It's not about what I want. It's not about how I feel. It's what he wants, how he feels. And you know what? I obeyed. I came back kicking and screaming, but I'm here. And you know what? I'm grateful to God that God softened me up. He put me through the press. I tell you what, I don't have time to explain it all now. But, you know, I trusted God. I didn't see it. I couldn't even imagine it. But God is God. And if you let him press you, he will extract from you that which is good and desirable for him. And when we learn that, hey, we're moving up the road. We're getting somewhere. But as we follow the Lord got through praying and grieving before the Lord, came back to Peter. Peter was asleep. See, God didn't tell him to pray. Just watch. All right? Everybody went to sleep. I'm praying that God will wake us up in the last days. See, we're living in the last days. This is nothing strange. Worse things than this is coming. But we have to be on guard at all times. The mob got there. Hallelujah. Jesus woke them up. Praise God. Hallelujah. They came and Jesus said, who are you looking for? He said, Jesus. He said, I'm he. I'm Jesus of Nazareth. You know, and the mob came to get him, and they were going to take him out. See, he knew all of this. Hallelujah. Take him to the trial at the priest's home, then go to Pilate, then to Herod, back to Pilate. Finally, he would end up on the cross. But he said, Father, Father, your will be done. Didn't feel good to have the stripes on his back. Didn't feel good to have to bear a heavy cross to Golgotha's heel. It didn't feel good when they put the nails in his hands and feet, finally put a spear in his side. But he said, while he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. But he had been to Gethsemane. Every now and then you got to go to Gethsemane and get pressed. Let God press it out of you. Hallelujah. And when he does, he will fill you with new oil. The church will catch on fire, and we'll be able to do the things that God had called us to do. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know that whatever it is that God requires of it, give it to him. We talked about the sacrifice. You know, Solomon said, God said, I'm going to sacrifice for you. You gave God a great offering. And you know what? God gave it back to Solomon. He was the richest man that ever lived because he was the most liberal man that ever lived and gave to God. David gave a lot, but Solomon gave more than his father, David. Hallelujah. If you want to the best that God has, then you'll have to turn your will over to his will. Let him do what he wants to do, and I guarantee you there was no end where God will take you. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to pray with me. Let's get together. You don't have to call me. Just get on your knees at 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and we're going before the Lord. We're going to tell God, Lord, we want you to harness this virus and come on, get us back in track again, God, where we can come to church, where we can worship you together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's what God wants us to do. Now, let's do our part. Let's stay on top of things. Don't let the enemy defeat you with fear. Hallelujah. Perfect love casts out fear. We need not to fear anything that comes against us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. He leads me beside the still waters. Though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, yeah, there's going to be some bad times. It's okay because the Lord is with me. He promised he'd never leave us or forsake us. So we can do it. Just trust the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. See, we think we're pretty smart, you know, but God is not limited to your limitations. You can do what God says you can do because he supplies the strength, the power, and the authority to do it. It's not me. It's not because of who I am. Hallelujah. It's not because I was born on April 30th. Hallelujah. God will do what only he can do through me. I can never, whatever God blesses us to accomplish, I could never look at it and raise my hands and say, God, I thank you. You know, this is mine. No, all I have is his. And one of the things that really impressed me a lot when I was reading the book of Revelations is when the saints, when we got to heaven and we have been judged and given our crowns, you know, we put our crowns on and just for a little while, but guess what happens next? We take off our crowns and lay them at his feet. He's the great I am. He's the Lamb of God. He made all these things possible for us. Never forget that. Sometimes we get too carried away with, what we have, what God has given to him. He's good. God don't care how much you have, but he just don't want the stuff to have you. Okay? Trust God with all your heart. Let God lead us. I'm believing this coronavirus is going to leave. Amen. It only comes for a season. Praise God. But I want to be in that number that is sending up prayers to God to defeat it so we can get back doing what we do best, and that's reaching the lost. Hallelujah. As Pastor Marcus already said, you know, sometimes you have to make a sacrifice. I don't mean give God a tip. I mean, we need to make a sacrifice. You know, in the Old Testament, I'm concluding. In the Old Testament, whenever the patriarchs wanted to get in touch with God, they would always build an altar and put a sacrifice on it. And when you sacrifice, sacrifice means it's something that's dear to you, something that hurts you. All right? When you do it, you can guarantee that God will be there for you. His ears will be open to you. His eyes is on you. And he will do what only he can do. So I want you to know, you be encouraged. God is going to take us higher. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what people are doing around you. Hollywood is going to be Hollywood. They're going to be good time people, praise God. But the people of God, our job is to seek God with all of our heart. Our job is to say yes to God. Do with me, God, whatever you choose. I'm your slave. Hallelujah. God bless you. The Lord smile on you. And may you have a blessed week. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. Thank you so much, sir. My God, today, that was a powerful word. And I want us to really take it to heart this morning. I want us to really understand that we have a part to play. Bishop made so very clear, we're not just those sitting back watching things happen, but we are active participants in the kingdom of God. And so he has called on us to set aside time between the hours of 12 and 1 to pray. I hope that you all heard that. I just wanted to reinforce that to your hearing. Now, wherever you are, some of you got, you're in the house all day. And even for those of you who are still out working as I am, let's take some time during that 12 to 1 hour and join our hearts with each other in prayer as Bishop has called on us to do. We're going to put this thing to a flight in the name of Jesus. And I believe, along with Bishop this morning, that if we do our part, what God is calling us to do, that we will see movement in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I thank you all for being on here this morning. I hope that this word has found you well. I hope that the praises of God have found you well. And before we go this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to just greet each other and praise God together this morning. I'm going to Good morning to you all. God bless you. You're all unmuted right now. Just give God some praise before we go.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I trust that you've been blessed today. And we are so grateful once again to have had this opportunity. This will be up on the DT Live website later today. And so if you missed part of it, go back and check it out there. If you need more information about how to hear the replay on the phone, give me a call. Be happy to help you with that. God bless you and keep you is our prayer until we meet again.